There aren't many times I'll say this, but I agree with Feel Good on this one. Sometimes, especially when it comes to people's mental and emotional health, it's better to say less or say nothing at all. In this episode, I'm unpacking the power of restraint, the importance of timing, and how knowing when to hold back can actually elevate your impact, your relationships, and your performance. This one's all about the wisdom behind silence and how it fits into your high-performance game plan. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. It's not often I agree with Gus, but I am on one particular point. So Phil Gould I'm talking about, for those that are not into the NRL, the general manager of football at the Bulldogs. And he's been in the news because a journalist has called him out on some of his behaviour. There's a theory that there's a conflict of interest, and I have to agree with that. He's a head of a football club's football operations, and he's also a fairly significantly influential media figure on Channel 9. And he talked about, with the Lachie Galvin move to the Bulldogs, he talked about how there were some things that he needed to keep to himself, and he's basically getting caught out because he was saying one thing in the news and then obviously other stuff was happening behind the scenes. Now, maybe he could have done it differently, absolutely. Maybe there would have been certain times where it would have been better for him just to keep his mouth shut and just say, that's not something I'm going to share. Or maybe he was just playing the media to get the result that he wanted. But one thing is for sure, the point he made around, there's people's lives at stake here, there's feelings, there's the well-being of the people involved. Well, yeah, I absolutely agree with that. Some things don't need to be made public. And given the situation he's in, sometimes he would need to keep his cards close to his chest. You think about if you're a parent, or even just any family relationship, sometimes you don't always say exactly what you're thinking, exactly how you're feeling about a different situation, because you want to make sure you keep the relationship in a good place. And there's times we're upset at people, there's times that we don't like how other people operate, and sometimes you just got to keep those things to yourself. Like if you're a parent and your children are doing certain things, or there's certain things that they need to know about, you don't tell them everything. You don't give them all the information. They don't need to know some of those things until they're more mature and they're older. And in this situation where someone's livelihood is at play, and it's a sensitive issue because this young fella's already been put in a fairly challenging situation. Whether he had much say in that, well, you could say his family were fairly heavily involved, so they made their choices. But I imagine that contract negotiations are sensitive, and sometimes, yeah, you need to keep your cards close to your chest. And I don't think, if you look at your own life, that you need to be explaining that to anyone. You don't need to be defending yourself. You don't have to justify your actions when you're doing what you're doing for the well-being and for the best for yourself and for the people closest to you. And if people want to call you out on that, well, I think you're well within your grounds to say, well, yeah, I am prioritizing these things. When I take people through the process of getting clear on where their life's heading, their direction, I know some of my past and present clients, the people I've coached before, coaching now, listen to this, so they would be able to, well, they're probably nodding, but one of the key things I get them to do is to actually get their life priority list really clear, and by no means do I tell them what order to put things in. I strongly encourage them to put themselves at the top of the list, because you can't show up for other people unless you are making sure that you're in your best place. Because you can give to all these different people, but if you're not looking after yourself, you'll eventually burn out. And then what help are you to those people? And then the next thing is getting that relationship with your partner, because even with children, you need to put your partner first. They need to see you as that's what you're doing. You want them, you're their role model for what their relationships are going to be like in the future. And if you're putting your children before your relationship, then you're going to run into troubles. And then maybe your children and your partner, maybe you're going to keep them at equal footing or whatever you decide to do. But to me, it's like yourself, partner, whether that's husband, wife, or whatever, however you look at the world, children, and then whatever's next most important. And then when people come at you, and I've had this experience saying, you know, you do this, you do that, and I'm like, been able to very simply and very calmly just say, yeah, that is how I prioritize things. And this is why, and this is why it's important to me. And if you look at it again from Gus's perspective, he's now got a new player in his club, and he needs to protect him and create a situation and an environment where this person can play at the absolute best of their ability. So, yeah, absolutely. Could have done things differently. Could have just kept his mouth shut. He certainly didn't need to be patronizing towards the journalist who really challenged him on some of what he was saying. But yeah, good on him for standing his ground and doing what was best for the people that he's looking after. Because there's too much time where their expectation is you need to keep everyone happy. But you don't. Absolutely don't. And I can tell you from experience, from doing this in so many different situations for most of my life, I still get caught in this trap where I get pulled in too many different directions because I'm trying to keep everyone happy or I'm trying to keep people happy. But it just doesn't work. You don't end up keeping them happy, and you certainly don't keep yourself happy because you're running yourself too thin. So I always look at any of these situations and yes, there can be certainly time where the media commentary around this is, there's a lot of truth in it, but it's also coming back from that perspective, the human perspective, and looking at it through that lens and thinking, well, what would you want in that situation? How would you treat it in that situation? And even if you'd never put yourself in a similar situation, what can you take out of that situation and what can you learn? Because when you start being that high performer, when you start looking at life through this lens, then you're able to look at every situation and take it as a learning instead of a frustration or an attack or a disappointment or a failure or wanting to blame someone else or point the finger or judge or whatever it is. But instead you look at, okay, for me and my own personal journey, what can I learn from this? What can I change? What can I improve so I can continue on that upward trajectory? And the more you do this, like I've said before, is not just a steady increase in your performance and your level of achievement, but it becomes an exponential curve where your results are limitless. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.